So I see burning does not have to mean you have to destroy the whole body, but rather burning could also mean the burning of the neshama is also called Be'esh Tisarev. So once I have the Gezeirah Shavah from Bnei Aaron that the Taisha Be'esh Tisarev doesn't mean literally burn up the whole body, but just rather destroy the neshama, now I have Rav Nachman Svara. How do I destroy the neshama? The easiest way possible. So the easiest way is to throw down hot lead. So tomorrow, V'mishund Rav Nachman, Lashrefi. Yevi mishun Rav Nachman nefesh leichavil is zmaris tuva ki echad de Thomas biagolo. If just Rav Nachman svara, I'm not ilav zeh shvat zeh vaminos zeh b'shamet the gokayim lasreifim. Yevi mishun Rav Nachman, I have Rav Nachman svara nefesh leichavil is zmaris tuva ki echad de Thomas biagolo. I you can ask the kasher. The term means to burn a body mamish. So Arbizol, you have the kasher. Rav Nachman says you have to do a nice job. You have to reach a kamecha. The teretz is true. I'll put a very big fire there, so she'll be burned up very fast, bagola, very fast. So therefore, it's not a concern for if you have to reach a kamecha. Kamash v'lon. That's why I need the gzera shav from Bnei Aaron. Tell me no. That the eshti sarf does not mean the whole body, but just rather the neshama. Once it means only the neshama, then I have the right just to throw down hot lead. So more of the elok to esh lomali. So now that we're saying when the pasuk says beishti sarif, esh is lav dafk. We don't need fire. So let the pasuk just says tisarif. What does the pasuk say? Be'esh tisarif. And the Gemara lafuke eve mikorin. You can't use hot lead that comes out of the earth. Even though the hot lead coming out of the earth is also very hot, but that's not called esh. That wasn't heated up from fire. But you have to use something, be'esh tisarif, telling me whatever you're using now has to be heated up from fire and not heated up lead that comes out of the earth. Omalei Rabbi Yimel Rab Zeira. V'chol heicho dichtiv be'esh tisarif. Lurabis calls Reifois Haboyis Machmesesh. Is that true? Like you're saying here by Bas Koin, the way you kill a Be'esh Tisarif means anything that came out of the heat from fire. Not that you have to burn it with fire. You could burn it with hot lead because the hot lead was heated up from fire. Is that true? For Gabi Paramanis Rofim, the Apasha certain Chatoyis Paramanis Rofim is supposed to burn the meat of the par. Paramanis Rofim. The Sibu the Torah says V'Sorach Oisoy Al Eitzim Be'esh. You're supposed to burn the piece of meat on top of wood, Be'esh in fire. The time you will learn Be'esh, you have to burn this piece of meat, has this chatoyis, that the din is supposed to burn it, the meat has to be burnt in fire. For loy the sidra seich, not in hot loin. For loy the gav sidra seich, not another type of hot loin. So the chur, you see what? That esh means mamish fire, and not something that was heated up from fire. Even though he also says the word v'sorof. It says v'sorof oisei al etzim, Be'esh. And the more poshid, omalei, hochi yashter, what's the sushtom? What's the kasha one from the other? Hosom ksiv v'esh v'ay bas koyin. First it says the word v'esh. V'odah tisorev. Then it says the word tisorev. V'esh tisorev. So we say l'rabbois kol sreifois habois machmesesh. It comes to include any type of thing that was heated up from fire. And since it said the word fire first, and then it says tisorev, so not only fire mamish, but anything that was heated up from fire, you could also use to kill them. Habahoch ksiv v'sorev oisoi. It says the word v'sorev first. So now it's explaining, the Torah is explaining. That's what I said, you have to burn it. How do you have to burn it? It says, Aloitzim Ba'esh. So, Lipsoit Eish. It says the word Eish at the end of the Pasik. Lememra to teach us. The Eish in. Midiachrin Eloi. So it depends where it says the word fire. If the word fire was said first, and then it says the word Tisarev, it's coming to explain that Eish is Lav Dafkam, but anything that was heated up from the fire. But where the Pasik says Tisarev first, and then it Besarev first, and then it says the word Eish, it means that you have to burn it only with fire, nothing else. So tomorrow, the name of Eish in Midachrin Eloi. It's awesome nam for tomorrow. Awesome nam, you know, Akasha. Sreifal Ipsaif. Hochinami Ksiva Sreifal Ipsaif. Even by the Paraman Asrafin, it also says at the end of the Pasuk the word Sreifal. It says it again. The Pasuk says, Al Shefa Chadeshin Yisorif. At the end of the Pasuk, after it says to burn it on top of the Eitzim, Al Eish. It says again, where? Al Shefa Chadeshin Yisorif. So it says the word Yisorif at the end of the Pasuk. And the more Amri, Hahu Yisorif, that's what the Pasuk says again, the word Yisorif at the end of the Pasuk, is to tell me other, teach me other things. Mi Borla Lekra Tain, like we learned. Yisorif. Afal Pi Shein Shom Deshin Yisorif. Even though these Paraman Asrofim, you're supposed to burn it, where? Not in the Beis HaMikdash itself, but rather outside. The Pasuk says, where outside the Beis HaMikdash? The same place where you put Al Shefa Chadeshin. The same place where you put the Truma Tadeshin or the Shefa Chadeshin, when you used to clean out the ashes on top of the Mizbeach, you used to take it and throw it outside the Beis HaMikdash. So the same place where you throw the ashes outside, that's where the din is you're supposed to burn these purim on a srofen. So the chiddush is, afal pi shein shom deshin yitzorah. I would think maybe only if there's ashes in that place which was taken off from the mizbeach, on top of those ashes, you have to burn these purim on a srofen. What about if there's no ashes there? Maybe you can't burn it there. Kamashmala, no. You surf any place, even if there's no ashes there. And afal pi sheitzitz or berubay. Even though what? Even though when you're burning these purim on a srofen, the fire caught on to rove of the meat, that's not enough. Don't think that's called based on it was burnt in fire, and fire caught upon most of the animal. No, you have to wait until mamash yisorif, until the whole meat got burned up completely. You have to still be Isaac there. Trashi. Afal pisha hutzat or berubay. Yisasik boy achatigmas reifa. Still you have to stay there and watch to make sure the meat gets burnt well. Everything that burns up. It's not enough just rove. That's the apostolic of yisorif. So it's not a pasuk to tell me that lav dafk eish, anything that was heated from fire, the ikar pasuk is dafk in fire. This yisorif to tell, teach me other halachas. But Ravina Omar korach v'toni. Ravina says a different terrors. Rashi says, if he's coming to answer, hod the parchas liel rebi, med yitzvach michvas michvas v'bui gecheles, lo tikshu the maspisa mishabeshti. And the kasha was Rebbe before said that if you put your korban pesach on top of coals, it's good. It's called fliesh. So you see, coals is called esh. The kasha in Rebbe was here by the pasuk of michvas esh. If you get a burn from fire that gives you a shame shchin, we say only from fire mamish. How do we know if you burn yourself from a coal, it's also called a shchin? From a new pasuk michva. So the question was, according to Rebbe, what am I needing a new pasuk for? You're telling me cold is called esh mamish. So Ravina gives a terrace like this. The pasuk says you're burnt from a fire. It says like this: Ein liyela shenichva beish ubegachelas. Enochnami. He puts the two things together. I only know from the word eish whether you're burnt from fire mamish or else from coals. Coals is also considered fire. Of now the brisa means nichva beremitz. What about if you only get burnt from hot the hot ashes or the hot earth there? Or else besidro seich or begasosis roseich, different type of lines. Lime, that's hot lime. I don't know if you burn yourself in hot water. Minayin. For these things, need a riba akru. Tam lerma, the posik says, michva, michva riba. But I've had this. You only need this posik when we're talking about lime or else the hot ashes. But gecholim, hot coals, that is like Rebbe holds, that's called esh mamish. So the posik would have just said one time, michva esh, I would know included in fire is coals. Coals is called esh. That's why it's good Rebbe. Rebbe before said by the Korban Pesach, you're allowed to roast the Korban Pesach on top of coals. Coals is also called Eish. Tomorrow, Rava Rami. Rami, Rava is the theory, is the Kasha. Miyama Rebbe, is it true that Rebbe said, Kecholim Ikri Eish, that Kecholim, cold, is called fire, and that's why he said if you take your Korban Pesach and put it on top of hot coals, it's your Yaitse, that's called Fliesh. Even though you don't have fire there, but hot coals is also called fire. Is it true that what Rebbe said? Or Reminu Havakasha. Gecholim, there's no din, you have to take coals. So Rashi said this is going on the posik of the Avodas Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol used to go Lefnai Lefnim, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he would go with the Keteris. How do you burn the Keteris? The Keteris was, used to take a shovel full of the coals from the outside Mizbech HaChitzon, take it in the shovel, and you take the shovel full of the hot coals, and bring it inside to the Mizbech HaPnim, put it down on top of the Mizbeach, and then you take the Keteris and throw it on top of the coals. So the Pasuk there says, Rashi Gecholim, V'lokach molei hamachto gachleyesh. That's what the Torah says. When the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to take this shovel full of coals, he has to take molei hamachto, a full shovel full, gachleyesh, coals of fire. That's what the Pasuk says. Now the Gemara Dashins, Reminu Abakasha, Gachle, the Pasuk says, gachleyesh, Yochul Oimimois, I would think even if the coals are dying out, they're not like red hot. Oimimois always means lush and the coals are dying out. Maybe that's also called Gachalayesh. Talmud Loimimimimimimimimimim. No, that's why the Pasuk says, V'lokach mole hamachto Gachalayesh. Coals of fire means it has to be red hot. But if they're dying out already, if it's not red anymore, that's no good. Yeah. If the Torah says gachleyesh yochol shel hevis, maybe it means you have to have fire there mamish. It's not enough even to have red hot coals, but there has to be a shel hevis. You have to have a flame.
Maybe Eish means mamash a flame. Talmud Leima, the pasuk says gachalei. No, it's enough to have coals. Ha ketzer, how do you have both things? Torah says gachalei Eish, coals of fire. Maybe min haloichshes. It means you have to have red hot coals. They can't be dying out white coals. They have to be red hot. Loichshes means that they're red hot. So what do you see here? Alma gecholam lo yikri Eish. You see, the chur the gecholam is not called Eish. That's the kashir. You see, the Mara says if it says Eish, I would have thought maybe Eish means the flame mamish. The pasuk says no gachalei. So what was the Gemara's kasha? I would think fire mamish. They're telling me Rebbe says that coals is fire mamish. So here you see from this brayse here that coals is not called fire. And if the Torah would have just said Eish, I would think you have to have a flame there. But the Torah says gachalei Eish. It says coals. So that's how I know even a red hot coal is also good. This is the kasha on Rebbe. Let's see Rashi. Gachalei is Rashi. V'lokach moli amata gachalei Eish. V'yim nema gachalei. The Torah would have just said coals. V'loy nema Eish. Yochel gecholam oimemois. Kavuyos. I would have thought dying out coals already. The white coals is also good. But you don't have to have red hot coals. Tahanes lav gecholam hu. Stoma elish. I would have thought red hot coals. That's not called coals. That's called mamish fire. Hey, so I would have thought what's called coals? Dying out coals. Talmud the pasuk says eish. Bosta gecholam. Lohavi yetsa loichshes. No, you have to have red hot coals. See, Namah Eish, for Namah Chom, the Torah would have just said the word fire, and not the word coals. Yochosh Levis, I would have thought your mama shaft have a flame, for Loi Gecholam Lechshis, and even red hot coals is not enough. The Lav Eish, Stomaninu, that's not called fire. I would think when the Torah says the word fire, fire means you need a flame. Talmud Leima, therefore the Pasuk has to say Gachal Eish. Says, no, you have to take coals of fire. Ki Kasvinu Tavayu, now the Torah says two things here. Gachalei Eish, coals of fire, mash megecholim sheish lemesh. It means a coal that has fire, which means a red hot coal. So, according to Kol Ponim, there's the kasha to Rebbe. Here it's mashma, regular coal is not called fire by itself. For the Gemara, though, bagufa kasha. I have a kasha on the brice itself. It itself is a kasha. Our Matthew is starting off, gachalei, it says coals. Yochol oimemois, I would think dying out coals is also coal. Why would I think only dying out coals? Because Alma, Alma, we see, Leuchashois, because if it meant red hot coals, Eishninu, that's called fire. So the Brisa starts off, and we just said the word coals, I would think, what does coals mean? Not fire, not red hot coals, but rather dying out coals. So you see, red hot coals, that's called fire. Abizoy Amos Sefer, what does it say in the Sefer? Eish, if the Torah would have just said the word fire, I would think Yochashal Hevis. What does fire mean? It has to be a flame there. But red hot coals without a flame is not called fire. Talmud Leima, therefore the pasuk says, Gachalei. No, it's enough to have coals, red hot coals without a fire. Alma, what do you see from here? Afilu loichashois, lav eishninu. You see red hot coals, but if there's no flame there, it's not called a fire. So, of course, it's even the price itself. The beginning of the price is, mashma, red hot coals is called a fire. That's why gecholim only means dying out coals. And the Sefer says, when it says the word Eish, I would think a flame, but not red hot coals. Look at the steel in the price itself. The Yomer Rav Sheshit answers the price like this. The Yomer Rav Sheshit, this is the price it means. Gacholim. The Torah would have just said Gacholim, just would have said coals. Yochel, I would have thought. Bein Oimemois, Bein Loishis. No, whether it was going out or whether it's red hot. Either one of the two is good. That's why I would have thought. Talmud Loim Eish. The pasuk says, Eish, there has to be a fire there, only Lechshois and not Emamois. Eish, if the Torah would have said the word fire alone, Yochoshal Hevis, I would have thought you have to have a flame. Tamulayim Agachalim, you have to have a coals. Okay, said, what does this mean? Maybe min HaLechshois. You have to bring one from the red hot ones. Therefore, it's not such a stereo. Abim Mikol Mokom, Kecholim Lechri Eish, but I call upon him at the Kasha to Rebbe. So here you see clearly, even red hot coals, it's not called Eish. Like it says, if it would have just said the word Eish here, I would have thought it means a flame, fire mamish. But now that it says the word Gachalei, therefore I say it means even red hot coals. But you see, even red hot coals is not called Eish. So it's a steer to Rebbe. How did Rebbe before say, if you put your Korban Pesach on top of coals, it is called Tli Eish? Here we see it's not called Eish. So the more Akash of the Rebbe, it's Akash and Rebbe. So Amar Abaye says, Tira Tochi. This is the way you should answer this Brisa. This Brisa is not Shver, according to Rebbe. The Brisa means like this. Gachali. The Torah would have just said the word Gachalim, just coals. Yokol Oimemois V'loy Lochshis. I would think the Torah means Badafka, dying out ones. They're only white. They're not red. That's what I would have thought. Talmud loy mesh. Therefore, the pasuk says no esh. And you can't have dying out coals. You have to have something that looks like fire. It has to be at least esh. E esh, the Torah would have just said the word esh. Yochel, I would think like this. Rotsa shall heves yavi. Rotsa gecholus yavi. The Torah would have said the word esh. I would think you have your choice, like Rabbi holds. A flame mamish, avada, that's called esh. And who are then avada, red hot coals without a flame, would also be called esh. That's what I mean. That's what the Brisa means. If the Torah would have just said the word esh, I would have thought you have your choice. You could take it with a flame there, or you could take it without a flame, just with the coals. Talmud Leima, therefore the pasuk says, gachalim. No, a badafka has to be a coal. So you can't take a flame by itself, you can't take esh by itself, if badafka has to have coals. That's Pshan the pasuk. Hokate said, how do you have to do it? Maybe min alershis. You have to take red hot coals. That's what Abai is answering. Kamela's good Rebbe. The Habimin was the Torah would have said the word Eish. Eish means fire. Fire means one of two things. Either it means a flame mamish, and we'll soon see the Habimin is even without coals, just the flame itself. We'll soon see how you can have that. Just the flame by itself, that's what I would have thought. Or else you have red hot coals, it's also called fire. So it's not a steer to Rebbe. That's true. The Pasuk says Eish. Eish means coals. Coals also means fire. Just the Habimin is, I would think, you could even have fire by itself, without coals. That's what in the pasuk here. No, gachleish. You have to have the fire attached to coals. You have to have red hot coals there. That's pshat. So man, it's not a kasha to Rebbe. Omar Rabba, Omar Rova. What are you saying? That rotsa gechelis yavi, rotsa shlevis yavi. What are you saying about it? What's pshat in the brayse to eish? I would think you have your choice. If you want to bring red hot coals, if you want to bring fire, bring the flame itself without coals. For the Gemara shall heves b'loy gecheles hechimish kachas lo. How are you going to have here? The Kohen Gadol had to go and take his molly machta. He had to take a whole shovel full of fire from the mizbech achitzin and bring it inside the mizbech apnim and put it down on top of the mizbech apnim in order to have fire there in the mizbech, and then you put the keteres on top of the fire. How do you carry fire without a flame, without coals? We just take the fire itself, the flame itself, it goes out. What do you take the shovel and just grab the fire itself and carry it? It'll go out. So that's the Havamina. How can you say Havamina? I would think fire means fire itself without coals. Like, how do you get the fire by itself? And more, that wouldn't be shver. To go in the shvaya lemona mashka. I tell you we're talking about that first you take your machtom and smear it with oil. Put nice olive oil there. Take shemen zayis there. V'yasla beinura. And now let this pan catch fire from the Mizbech HaChitzin, so the Namish fire is got torch, you have a torch of fire now, the oil there is burning, and carry this to the Mizbech HaPnim. That's what I thought would have been good. Talmud Leimah Gachla Yeshno, the fire dask has to be attached to coals. You can't have just fire by itself, you have to have coals. But there is a hechatins to how you would get over there, the fire burning oil without having coals. So this part is off part of Kasha. So Rav has answered back, that's not pshat. If that's the case, I don't need a pasuk for that. Pshita, that's not the way you do it. In your own private house. Nobody carries fire that way. When you want to carry fire from one place to another place, it's not nice to light up a pan with oil and make a fire going there and carry the fire one place to another place. It's not covetic. That's not the way you carry fire. Is lefnei melech maluchi amlocha b'kodesh baruch lo koshchein havad in front of the kodesh baruch that you're taking the fire on Yom Kippur from the mizbeach hachitzon into the mizbeach hapnim havad, that's not the way you're going to carry the fire. So pshita, I don't need a posik for that. The posik can't be telling me that don't you take the fire such a modern way that you take your machtos and smear it with oil and let it burn up there and bring it inside. That's not mistav the Torah means that. Answer, we're back to Shver on Rebbe. What is I hear from Mashem of fire is not coals, and Rebbe says coals is called fire. Hello, my Rova. Tira talk, this way you have to answer the Brayt according to Rebbe. Gachlin, if Tara would just said the word gachlei, Yochalai would think I'm a mois. V'loy loichshes, you bedavka have to have dying out coals and not red hot coals. Talmudai me'esh, the pasuk says fire, esh. E'esh, if Tara would have just said the word esh, Yochal yovi machtze gecholis. Oh, machta shall have this. That's what I was saying. Half of the pan should be with hot coals, and half of it should be fire. And ad the ayil gavoyi have a kula gecholis. That's the pshat.
that by the time you come inside, those things will become fire. I would think machza, machza gecholis or machza shalevis. Whereas the shalevis taka true means half of the coals have to be mamish burning, fire coming out of it. Now the other half could be just regular coals. Now you take this out from the mizbech hachitzen. Now while you're walking from the mizbech hachitzen into the mizbech hapnim, the other coals will catch fire, and by the time you come inside, the whole thing will have an H coming out of it. That's what I would have thought. The whole thing becomes cold. Forget, the whole thing becomes cold then. Talmud Lomar, the apostle says, no. V'lokach molei amachta gachla yesh. Miyala mizbeach. That mishas lekicha nevi gecholim. B'shas, you take it out of the mizbeach achitzen, those things have to be coals already. As you can't over there take out machatzi, take out machatzi gecholis or machatzi shalhevis. Rash say, machatzi gecholis or machatzi to go in ud. You'll take out a piece of wood there. Shutzatz or berubay. You'll take a piece of wood that the fire caught onto it, rove of the wood. Yitzim mizbech achitzen. You'll take this out from the outside mizbech. The bein gecholis or bein shalhevis mikri. It's in between. It's between a coal and between a fire. You're taking a wood that has fire attached to it. So it's considered really fire. There's fire here. It's a mixas coal because the fire is about to burn up the wood to make it into a coal. So that's why I think you're allowed to take. The chimati hosim when you mizbech achitzen lefnai lefnim, when you take it from the chimati hosim mizbech achitzen, when you take it out of the outside mizbech lefnai lefnim to the inside, hevle kula gecholos. It will be considered like the whole wood now is like burning up into coals. It will be called a coal then. Because to bring it into the Mizbech HaPnim the way it is right now, just wood that's burning. Even in front of a boss of a dumb, you don't do such a thing. You don't bring in a piece of wood that has a fire on it. It makes smoke. It's not nice that way. That's the pshat. It's not nice when you bring hot coals to somebody, you don't bring it when it's smoking. If the smoke is coming out, it's not nice. So the Havamina is, I would think, that you're allowed to take out of the Mizbech HaChitzen this piece of wood that it has a mikzas din. It's a wood right now that's burning on fire. So it's not called Gecholim yet, it's not called coals yet, but it's called Esh right now. So it's a half of the nation, half of Gecholim. And that would be mutter, because by the time you come into the Mizbech HaPnim, with that Lefnei Lefnim, it already burnt up the wood completely. Now, like the smoke and the fire went away, you only have Gecholim. Maybe that would also be kosher. Talmud Leiman, no. V'lokach molei amachta gachla yesh mi'al ha-mizbeach. That means, v'shas lekicha nevi gecholim. At the time when the Kohen Gadol goes to Mizbech HaPnim, and has to take a shovel full from the outside Mizbeach, right then you have to take only coals. At that time, you can't take wood that has fire on it and rely on the fact that by the time you get inside, the fire will die out already and it'll be a coal. No, it's not enough to have coals. B'shasha comes to the Mizbech HaPnim. You have to have the coals. B'shasha lekicha. B'shasha taking it off. Mizbech HaChitzen. It has to have a shame coals. But avada esh itself, kecholim would be called esh. So man, there's no spirit to Rebbe. Fitting Mastam Mashali, boy lihu. Oimimois, oimimos. How is it called, these dying out coals? Is it with an aleph or with an ayin? Omer Reb Yitzchok, the pasuk says in Yecheskel, Arozim loy amamuhu veganu lekim. The strong of arozim, cedar trees, loyamuhu, were not like burnt up. So they lost with an ayin, so it's written with an ayin. So it does not with an aleph, but rather with an ayin. So that's the Mishnah. Noga becharsei shotaner. When you're roasting your korban pesach, and it's in the oven right now, you're roasting it, what happens? The piece of the meat, part of the meat, touches the charsei taner, touches the sides of the oven. Usually the oven is made out of a kli cheres, an earthly kli. So the meat now touches the side of the oven. Is alocha yikloif es mekoimai. You have to be kolof, you have to peel off that piece of meat, and you can't eat that piece of meat. Why not, the Rashi? Notaf b'chasei shocheres. Noga pesa b'chasei shotaner. A piece of the meat, the korban pesach, touches the side, the cheres of the taner. Is yikloif. You have to peel off now a piece of meat, mina pesach, from your korban, mokim shenoga b'taner, the piece of the meat where it touched the taner. Because the piece of meat that touched the side of the oven is considered bishul, considered was cooked from the oven. For loit sliyesh is not called sliyeshu. K'darmin liyel, mishum shenemat sliyesh sliyesh nei pomim, lamute tanesh agofu, v'cheres atfanes, gara fiyayimetu. You can't cook it from anything else, only from fire. So here, the sides of the oven that's heated up, is that called Eish? No. The oven itself, the walls of the oven is called heated from the fire, but it itself is like a hot piece of Kli Cheres. So when the piece of meat touches this hot Cheres, it's considered this hot Cheres now cooked it. So that piece of meat was not roasted from the fire, but rather from the side of the tanner, therefore you can't eat it. That's not called Sliesh. You have to be kerlif. Cut it off and throw it away. What about Notaf Meroitfoy ala Cheres? Some of the juices of the Korban Pesach dripped onto the Cheres, onto the side of the tanner, of the oven. V'chazer elov, and after this juice dripped onto the side of the oven, it fell back onto the Korban Pesach. Here's Alocha Yitlef Mekoymai. Again, yeah, here it's not just Tom Kerlef, peel off, but it's Lashon Yito, a little further deep. You have to take an etzpah's worth, like an inch of the korban you have to throw away of the meat. And the same reason here, because this juice, when it went onto the side of the oven, it became cooked from the oven. Therefore, you're not allowed to eat this juice. So when this juice falls back into the korban, it gets nivlat, balei, it goes into the meat. How far down? Yitlas mekoyme, kadei netila. So Drashi, notaf betana mirotash ala cheres. From the juice falls onto the oven. The chazer elosh, chayzer shumin, this fat that came out of the meat that went onto the oven falls back into the korban. Sheneschamim min acheres v'nibul v'pesach is yitlas mekoymein. L'sagale b'klip. Here it's not enough just to peel it off. Ela benetila yofa yofa. You have to take out a better piece. Be'uviyov, a little thickness here. Why? The shumin nivla b'toychi harbi, because fat is balei, it gets swallowed up pretty deep down. And this shuma, this fat, you're not allowed to eat now. Because since this fat touched the sides of the tanner, it was like cooked. Machmas the tanner, and not machmas the fire. Therefore, you have to make a denatila, which is usually the size of an etzpa. You have to go like an inch deep into the meat and cut it away and throw it away. Baita. Notaf me roitfoy ala soilis. Let's say some roitus, some fat, the fat of the Korban Pesach, fell onto soilis, onto some flour. You have to do is a locha yikmates mekoymai. So you're not allowed to eat that part because that juice is also teat. That's the juice, the fat that came out of the Korban Pesach, and it touched the side of the oven, so it was like roasted from the oven. It's not called sliesh. So you're not allowed to eat it. So when it falls onto solos, onto your dough now, you have to make a kmitza. Like pull off that part of the dough and throw it away. Drashi notamata soite, forsh begmar besolos rasechas. It's talking about a hot dough. The matzve roitfoy mechoyma solos. Don't forget, we're not talking about it fell onto the oven. No, not for me, right for our souls. Okay, the juice, the fat from the Korban Pesach dripped down directly onto bread that was in the oven at the same time. It fell into hot bread. Our souls is a locha. So now this juice, since it touched the hot bread, the bread is hot. So the bread is also cooking up this juice. Therefore, it's not called pliyesh, but it's called rather cooked machmas dovracher. You're not allowed to eat the juice. Therefore, the juice that was balea, swallowed up into the bread, is yikmas es mekoymai. You have to grab out a piece of that bread and throw it away. Well?
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure. We'll see any more, maybe. Yeah.
Soch sichoi b'shemin truma. You shmir the Korban Pesach with oil from truma. Is alocha im chabur kanim yoichlu. If the kanim are here, they're allowed to eat it. And just putting shuman around the meat does not make it bishul. It's still called sliyesh, and the kanim are allowed to eat it. Im shel yisroel. If let's say it belongs to the yisroel. So since you have truma on it now, they're not allowed to eat the truma. Is im chayu. If the meat is still raw, you didn't cook it yet. It's not hot. Yidichenu. Just wash off the truma. It wasn't belay yet. Just wash it off. V'yim tzliyu, let's say you're ready, roasted already. If it's tzli, is yiklof es achitzen. Then the locher is, you have to take it cut off. Yiklof es achitzen. Sochu b'shemen shomay sesheni. Let's say you smear it around the Korban Pesach, shemen shomay sesheni. Is a locher lo yasen odomin. You're not allowed to sell it like we poider it. Al b'nei chabura, shein poider my sheni v'shlayim. This is talking about right now, inside v'shlayim, you're not allowed to be poider my sheni.